As always, a visit with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions during our Rural Solutions Technology Update show. And hello, John, Teresa.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Husband and wife back in the studios with us.
Good to be here, and it's starting to feel like spring now, finally.
Yeah, after last Monday's snow, that was a surprise, wasn't it?
Didn't like that.
Yeah, that as a farmer, John, that had to be kind of discouraging. Huh?
Yeah, but you know, it was amazing. I thought that would last for a day or two, but I actually, there was still some snow a day later by one of our sheds, you know, in the north side, but it really disappeared fast.
And
hopefully it stays away now till maybe next
November
January, or maybe Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, there we go.
All right, real good. Well, Teresa, what's happening down at the shop?
Well,
nowadays?
I tell you, we've got a whole bunch of refurbished laptops that are for sale. We've got various prices, you know, to fit your budget, and we're kind of excited about these refurbished laptops. Some of them are really top end. Oh. So if you have a need for a,
I do. I was just thinking, I need a laptop.
Yeah,
I do really.
Yeah.
Sell me a laptop. We'll go down there and get one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Come see what we have. Andre's been real busy with fixing a variety of things. So if you have any need for fixing any electronic pieces or parts, I tell you, he can do it. He can do any of it.
From implements to utility vehicles to regular vehicle parts to, well, obviously computers and printers and
right.
Lights. That's amazing.
What did he work on? Some antique beer signs.
Oh.
He got them working.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Light it up, you mean?
Yep.
Yeah, and motion and everything. Oh. And I guess there's a lot of value to those antique ones.
Wow.
So, cool. It, you know, it's kind of... We're not limited with Andre now. We're no longer just limited to computer equipment. You know, it's amazing all the electronics he can. He's got all the tools there, and he's like a surgeon with a solder gun.
He is,
and he loves doing that.
Oh yeah,
that's good. I enjoy visiting with him. All right, great. You know what? Can I just bring up a topic here?
Sure.
Okay, something that really frustrates me, and I see this on the news all the time. For instance, the teacher down in Kentucky that ran away with the 15-year-old student.
Oh, yeah.
Bad deal there. They're on the run for 3 weeks, but they always caught him on surveillance cameras at Walmart or a convenience store.
Yeah. Yep.
And I remember seeing the Walmart one. It's just picture perfect. You knew exactly that's who they were.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple days later, a convenience store in Utah, and... You couldn't even tell who they were, but yeah, this is them.
You could tell they were people.
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible picture, you know, and I'm thinking, why doesn't that convenience store just spend the money and get quality security cameras? And I know that you guys do install security cameras.
We do.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that because it really frustrates me when I see a bad blurry image of a bank robber or whatever.
Well,
I
mean, and chances are that's old technology.
Right. The old CCTV, you know, with the old style connectors, and they didn't have high def cameras or, you know, high megapixels.
Tell them your story.
Oh, you got a story, John?
This is a true story. It happened just last weekend, over the weekend. I put up a camera system for a business in another town, and got them all up and running, and we pushed and got them done on Friday. Got everything wrapped up and stuff. I literally got a text from him Saturday morning saying, we already made use of the camera. Somebody stole some items from our store. We got them on high def. Picture you could see, I mean, it was like they took a selfie of themselves as they
clear
were doing
day,
it by noon day. That day the problem was resolved. They had everything taken care of. It was amazing.
The day after
the
you installed.
Day after
yeah
no lie
yep.
So I mean, that was a quick return on investment there.
Absolutely.
But it if I didn't see it myself, I wouldn't have believed it, but it was literally within hours after completing, shaking hands, saying goodbye.
And that's what we do. That's why we do what we do, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's a cool story. That's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to spend, business owners are, you know, not only business owners, but homeowners are putting these cameras
Absolutely.
Up now.
Right.
You know, if you're going to do that, I would spend the extra money to get quality stuff.
Right.
So
there's
quality picture. No sense of putting up a blurry
And
video.
Nowadays we can set up like hotspots on the cameras, so if they sense somebody coming through a door or something.
Motion?
Motion.
Okay.
It will actually send you a text or an email So you can, you'd be alerted middle of the night, somebody's trying to get into your shop or something. You'll get a text and you can do whatever you need to do. Call the authorities, grab a gun. I'm just kidding.
So do you want these cameras visible so people see them, or do you want them hidden, or can you do both, or what?
You can do it however the customer wants. we usually tell people that we have these stickers on places that we put these on. It says protected by RSI security. And a lot of times that's enough to detour crime, because they'll see that, and then they'll keep walking. I think that's a good thing. I've had people call and ask if they could just buy the stickers and not the cameras. You know, there's other ways of looking at that too. But you know, in this case, I thought the camera was very visible that they would have seen, but it was a new system. They probably weren't aware that that was there.
And this is something they had been doing on a regular basis.
So, but it was literally
the next
within
day.
Hours.
That's
so
cool. I bet you the business owner is very happy that he decided to do that.
Satisfied customer.
You know, another sad sign of the times, I guess. You know, you think about it, back in the day, out in the country, you know, there was somebody at home on every one of those farm places. And now, in this, you know, these days, most of the people from miles down a road are in town working during the day, and then they're home in the evening. So these crimes that, you know, are often happening in the middle of the day, somebody will drive up to the place and just help themselves. And so that's kind of made the need for some type of surveillance. Also, when you got, you know, hog barns, bin sites, whatever, you just want to be able to monitor it. You don't want to have to drive over there all the time or whatever. And you know, you can monitor things from your cell phone, from, you know, anything. And like I said, there's text messaging when there is motion. Of course, you got to be careful about that. You don't want to get text messages 20 times a day. Then you stop watching
when the
everyone.
Birds fly by.
Yeah, or bugs at night swirling. You know, you know, you don't want to set it like that. But it sure is a useful tool, and it's just something we almost have to do.
So we talk about the camera all the time. What's the other equipment that's involved in that? How does that work? Tell us the process of how that works.
Well, we've been going with high definition cameras. There's different levels of systems. For the smaller systems, like on a farm, we use a DVR, it's called. It's a small box that the cameras are wired directly to and go back to, and then we connect that box to the internet. So from there, it can, you know, you can use it on your devices and everything that. On the more sophisticated systems that we do for larger businesses and things like that, we've been putting a physical server in there, and that can record for months. You know, without overwriting data. And same technology, just higher end cameras, more capacity, and then different software that you can do it. But again, the final outcome is about the same on both. It's just the quality of the picture, and you know, you can get as close as, you know, 10 megapixel camera, and you can zoom in, and you could see blemishes on their face, or, you know, things like that. I mean, it's amazing what you can do with some of that. View license plates. At night, there's infrared cameras too, so at night you can still see the image. It's just black and white instead of color.
Okay.
And that's pretty nice technology too to use.
So how many cameras? You can have as many cameras as you want, I would guess.
Yeah, okay.
I would say a lot of farm sites, they'll have maybe three, four.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of the average farm system right now.
Okay.
But then when you add, you know, there's other components you can add to that too. You know, with the Wi-Fi, you can also add bin monitoring. You can add, you know, you can have Wi-Fi out in your machine shed. You know, there's a lot of things we kind of build onto these as we're doing it. The might as wells, we call them.
And a lot of the systems we create to allow for expansion in the future.
Yeah. Okay. So if somebody needs four cameras, I'd get them a 8-camera DVR, because the difference in cost is under $100. So that way down the road, they'll call and say, hey, I need, you know, two more cameras. I'd like two more cameras. Right. Well, then we can easily add them without having to say, well, we got to get a new DVR and all that. So we do build with, you know, future in mind on that.
Okay. And it's affordable, and
it really
people
is.
Can afford it. And so if people have questions about that, aren't you glad I brought that topic up?
Yeah, that was perfect topic and good timing for it.
I just like the, when I watch the news and I see cameras like that, and I go, oh, that's a good picture, you know, or that's a bad picture.
Makes a difference.
Then I get mad at the owner who I don't even know and say, why don't you spend the money and put decent cameras in?
Right.
Might be time to update some of those old systems.
Love that story, though, John. That was neat.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Yeah.
So,
indeed.
Yeah, people want to talk to you about installing cameras. How can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call in Madison at 320 698 4747, or in Milbank, you can call 605.
We're in South Dakota.
We're in South Dakota. 605-438-4747. In Madison, we're located right across from the United Prairie Bank on Main Street. And in Milbank, we are located on Highway 12.
Yes.
Yes.
And a red awning, you said?
We have red awnings. You can see our RSI sign right there. Yep. And
yeah. I like that red. You still got that desk, that table in your store in Madison, don't you?
We do. We got that red table in the store in Madison. Exactly. No room for it in Milbank.
You're going to have to put that in a museum pretty soon.
Well, we're not that old yet.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. Good show.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep. So John and Teresa Witte with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.